May the Lord help us to commence this morning by singing hymn 845. 845. The praise of Christ, ye Christians, sound. His mighty acts be told. Death has received a deadly wound. He takes but cannot hold. Hymn 845.
Read from the Word of God, the Gospel according to John in chapter 6. Gospel according to John in chapter 6. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men to sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. And the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. After that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labour not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me, except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live for ever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the whole world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live for ever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is an hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. O Lord, thou who art most holy and ever gracious, O do draw us unto thy throne of grace, all it might come with that right reverence as coming before him who is thrice holy, even that high and lofty one who inhabiteth eternity. O Lord, do help us to approach near unto thee, or may we come not hiding anything, or but may we come as sinners, crying out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Or may we be taught by faith to come through him, who is that one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. O Lord, we plead that thou would hear our prayers for Christ's sake. O Lord, we have nothing in self. O Lord, do then come and graciously appear for us. O Lord, thou teach us, Lord, how we are before thee in thy pure and holy sight. Lord, that thou would grant unto us then that broken and contrite spirit, a contrite heart, Lord, that thou wilt not despise. Grant, Lord, that thy Holy Spirit might truly melt us and soften us before thee. O Lord, we pray that thou would then soften and prepare our hearts to receive thy word. Lord, thou knowest how hard our hearts are by nature. Thou knowest, Lord, how thy people have gathered into thy house this morning. O Lord, we pray that where thy people have come with that soft heart, Lord, that thou would in mercy grant that food for their souls. Lord, where they have come with a broken spirit, wounded, O Lord, do heal, do wash in thy precious blood. Oh, but Lord, where thy people have entered into thy house hard-hearted, so careless as to whether they hear thy word or not, careless as to whether thou art in the place, O Lord, do appear, make known that he melteth. O Lord, cause the rocks to be rent. O Lord, that there might be that power of thy resurrection felt and known this day. Lord, that the dead might live. O do then quicken into life. Lord, thou knowest where thy people are found in that backsliding and far off state. Or where we have to say, My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. So, Lord, we pray, turn us from all the things of the world, the things of this life, the things that our hearts go after. Lord, we pray, drive out the buyers and the sellers while we are found in thy house, and whilst we are upon thy day. May we be given that right meditation in our hearts and souls. Lord, that Christ might be first, and Christ be last, and Christ be all in all. Lord, we pray that thou would bless this people here then. Lord, who come and visit them this day. Grant, Lord, that there might be something done by thy Holy Spirit. There might be that testimony made that thou hast indeed been with them. Lord, that they might take knowledge that Jesus himself had been with them. Lord, that there might be a glorifying, a praising of thee, that precious Saviour. Lord, thou knowest their needs, and we know them not. So, Lord, we pray, come and supply their every need, and may they prove the fulfilment of thy gracious promises. Even but my God shall supply your every need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, may they know it, both providentially and spiritually, Lord. Oh, we pray then that thou would have mercy on them, grant there might be a growth in grace, and in the knowledge of their Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Build them up, Lord, in their most holy faith. May our cry and their cry be, Lord, increase our faith. Oh Lord, where there are those babes in Christ, feeding upon that sincere milk of the word, oh, cause them, Lord, to grow. And grant also, Lord, that there might be those stronger means, that they might be weaned onto them. And Lord, those that are further on in the way, oh Lord, yet feed them, we pray. Remember, Lord, those that are old, drawing near the day of their death. Oh, we pray, Lord, prepare them for an ever-ending eternity. Oh, Lord, we pray, prepare the young also. Lord, we know not the day of our death, but thou knowest. Oh, that our hearts might be found right and ready before thee. Lord, we might be found even as Simeon, desiring to be found with thee. Crying out now, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Oh, Lord, we might have that good hope given unto Paul, desiring to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, Lord, thou knowest what is needful for thy people. So, Lord, we pray, continue thy work upon the earth, till every sinner saved by grace shall trust in thee alone. Oh, then, Lord, do come, and might thy people's prayer be, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Oh, may thy people truly be looking for thy second coming, looking for a deliverance from this present evil world, looking for that better world, that city whose builder and maker is God, or that foundation which will never pass away. Oh Lord, may we be found desiring those heavenly things. Lord, while we're found among thy people and around thy word this morning, oh, may we find those heavenly things in thy word. Oh, we pray that thou open it up to us and grant, Lord, that we might know something of the mystery of the gospel. Even Christ dying for sinners such as we. Oh Lord, we pray that thou would open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of thy law. And by nature we have to confess, Lord, we know nothing. Oh, we pray then for thy Holy Spirit's help. Oh, may the people not be empty sent away. Oh, may it be said, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Lord, we beg that thou then pour in, and grant there might be that feeding upon thy word. And Lord, thou lead us into the mysteries of it, and show us, Lord, the things of Christ. Oh Lord, do not leave thy people to go empty away. So Lord, we pray, hear and answer prayer. Do we grant, Lord, the fulfilment of all thy precious promises. Lord, where thy people are found in that living way, in exercise. Oh, we pray, Lord, grant the fulfilment of it. Lord, whatever thou hast laid upon the spirit of one or another, Lord, the exercises and burdens that thy people bear, Lord, may they be enabled to trust in thee, who maketh our way perfect. May there be the performing of that which thou hast spoken. May there be a proving, Lord, that he will perfect that which concerneth thee. Oh, Lord, may it even be so this day. May praying souls, Lord, be fed. May praying souls receive answers. O Lord, we pray that thou prove that there is a God in heaven who hears and answers prayer, even, Lord, the poor cries. O Lord, our prayer then is this. O Lord, help me. O Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. O do help us this day. Help us now, Lord, in turning to thy word. Open it up to us. Lord, we have nothing in self. O, our hope is in thee. Now, O Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Do then come. Grant, Lord, we might know the power of thy Holy Spirit, even that power which raiseth the dead, quickeneth souls into that eternal life. So, Lord, do appear for us. Help us in the singing of thy praises. Or maybe not sing them as dead souls, but maybe sing them as living souls. May we find and prove within our hearts that testimony. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth, even forevermore. So, Lord, help us to Worship thee on this thy day. Help us to worship thee in spirit and in truth. The Father seeketh such to worship him. Lord, leave us not to gather in vain. Lord, leave us not to an outward form. Leave us not to a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Or may we have Christ, and thus possess all things. So, Lord, do hear our poor cries. Forgive what we've asked wrongly. And teach to ask in faith, nothing wavering. Teach to ask in faith in the all-prevailing and worthy name of that one whose prayers are fervent and effectual, or even of that righteous man. Or our prayers might avail much before the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask for his great name's sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 836. 836. Believer, lift thy drooping head, thy Saviour has the victory gained. See all thy foes in triumph led, and everlasting life obtained. Hymn 836.
Thank you.
needing the Lord's help, let us turn to his word in Gospel according to John chapter 6. We'll read again verse 9. Gospel according to John chapter 6. We'll read again verse 9. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? This passage of scripture, this portion, this account of the Lord Jesus breaking the bread and the fishes to the 5,000 is a wonderful miracle which the Lord Jesus himself wrought by his almighty power. Yet there is in it. It is not as a parable, where a parable being one of those stories which the Lord Jesus told to illustrate a point. And yet there is in this account that which shows forth that almighty power of God to save and to sustain sinners for eternal life, to give them eternal life, to feed them with that everlasting bread come down from heaven. There are a few things which I feel I've been led to see regarding this passage of scripture. First, then, that the people were found in a desert place. And we read in Mark's Gospel, this same account, they were in a desert place. The Lord's people, those whom the Lord will feed, those whom the Lord will show his wondrous grace and his almighty power to save, they also will be found in the desert place. Men, women and children, whether they realise it or not, are born into a desert. They're born into a desert of sin. They're born into a world of sin. They're born into an evil world. They're born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. They come forth from the womb speaking lies. There is none good, no, not one. However, we are born into the world. It makes little difference. As born sons and daughters of Adam, we're born with that original sin. And we're born seeking to fill ourselves with the things of the world. We're born seeking to have as much as we can of the world, of those pleasures which are but for a season. Even like those pleasures of Egypt, well, they are soon passing away. Their day cometh when this present evil world shall be burnt up. The day cometh when we each shall have to stand before God, our Creator, and the judge of all the earth, and give an account of those things done in the body, whether they be good or bad. Oh, the day comes when time shall be no more, and we shall enter into eternity. Oh, and what good shall those things do us then? What good shall all the harvest of this world do when the Lord shall speak that solemn word unto us? This night thy soul shall be required of thee. The Lord, he draws his people to see that they are in a desert place. This particular people this host of people. They were found in a desert place. There were many who had not come. Many who were not following after Jesus, found at home. They too were in that spiritual desert, yet knew nothing of Jesus. But these in the desert place, they were no better of themselves, though they were found in the very presence of Jesus. They were found following after him, and yet of themselves could give themselves no food, of themselves could find no rest. So it is with you and I. We're entering into the courts of the Lord's house even this morning, entering into the means of grace week by week, service by service, hearing the preaching of the word, hearing the reading of it, even singing the praises, and yet knowing nothing of it. We're found in a desert place, even with the Lord Jesus so nigh, and yet having no hope, without God in the world, of all men most miserable, feeling perhaps to have something, to have a religion which is of the flesh, and being pleased with it, and knowing nothing that thou art poor and blind and naked and miserable. All those that say that I have need of nothing, never been brought to see their need. With the Holy Spirit, he draws the Lord's people. He shows them their need. If you are found amongst the Lord's people, you'll be shown that need of that bread of life, showing the need of a Saviour. All the people which the Lord Jesus had drawn out after him, the people that the Holy Spirit draws to see that they are found in the wilderness, that they have nothing, they are the people which the Lord hath known from eternity past. And so we see it here. For he himself knew what he would do. The Lord Jesus knew his people. He has chosen a people for his praise. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Yes, when we were found, even in the womb, the Lord knew his people there. All our members were written, when as yet there was none of them. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. All the members of Christ's mystical body are found in Christ Jesus from all eternity past. They are his. They are those whom he has chosen. As we read in Isaiah, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Each of the Lord's people known unto him by name. All then that those of whom the Lord has chosen, chosen as that elect people in eternity past, they have found that all in the 37th verse of this chapter. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. They have to be drawn out of the world, drawn into the wilderness, drawn into that wilderness where they find they have nothing of self. They hunger and they thirst. They're drawn in that dry and thirsty land, where there is no hope in themselves. It's the Lord who brings them there. It's the Lord who brings them there spiritually. It's the Lord who will ever bring you to the throne of grace. If you have ever been taught to pray, if ever you've been made to pray, it's the Lord that has done it. It's the Lord's work from beginning to end. If the Lord has begun this work of grace in you, this spiritual work in bringing you away from the world and from those former loves in the world and lusting after those things which are to pass away, bring you away from them and bring you to desire and even feast upon the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the Lord who has done it. And if your religion is that which is real, it will be proved that in the beginning God created. Is that new creation? It is the power of the resurrection in regenerating that soul. quickening that dead man, even passing by the one who was cast out in the field in their own polluted, in their own blood, and speaking that word, live. Or it's the Lord's work, and no man can put his hand to it. Or you cannot put your hand to save your fellow man, neither can you put your own hand to save yourself. Oh, many have tried. Oh, but they have to prove no help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. Oh, the things that our hearts go after by nature, the things of the world, they should be found amongst those that turn back and walk no more with him. Oh, but Jesus, he himself knew what he would do. He knew for whom he would suffer. He knew for whom he would die. He knew for whom he would rise again. He knows now for whom he intercedes in heaven above. The Lord Jesus knows how he's going to bring you to that place where you'll feel your state as you are found by nature. We have to be brought there again and again. Be brought into that state of repentance before a holy God. Those who have been brought there once, have to be brought there continually. They might find that hungering after the things of God. So we might see it also in that providential way. When the Lord works, what a mystery that providence is. He who knew himself what he would do, he brings us to such a place as to have to cry out after him, cry out hungering and thirsting for that living bread, even for Christ, that bread that came down from heaven. Oh, if you've been shown that, sure that you found amongst the Lord's people, you'll feel it again and again. Your need of him, your feeling of that dryness and desert place within, or the only place that you'll find any comfort, the only place you'll find any rest, is in Christ Jesus. Oh, we find we go on a little way in the strength of that meat, a few days, having received something of that spiritual manner, and yet find to our shame. Before long, we're going on in our own strength. And then we're brought down. Oh, like we see in Psalm 107. He brought them to their wits' end again and again. Oh, they might cry out the more. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy unto the children of men. For he himself knew what he would do. Oh, they're found in a desert place. But a time being brought there, spiritually, you'll have no hope. Or by the time you've been brought there, if ever my poor soul be saved, it is Christ must be the way. Be the Lord Jesus, he who is truly God, he was going to prove. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. Oh, here he was to try Philip's faith. And this he said to prove him. Oh, where shall deliverance come from? From whence shall Jacob now arise? For Jacob's friends are few. Oh, and where shall our salvation come from? It's when we're brought to nothing. Oh, then to ask that question, aha, the devil will say, aha, where is now their God? Oh, where's your hope? All your religion of self is taken away. All your hoping in your chapel going is taken away. Oh, what will you do now? How will you stand that great day when you come before him? Oh, the Lord himself knew what he would do. He would prove that his ways are higher than our ways, even as the heavens are high above the earth. He constrains that lad. Andrew finding him. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Well, it's the Lord Jesus Christ, a type, a figure of him. Oh, this lad, the one, perhaps the most unlikely means, the Lord would use amongst the multitude of 5,000 men. Oh, it's a small lad that's brought forth with only 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. Oh, so it is in man's eyes. The Lord, when he works his work of grace, is the most unlikely means he uses. Oh, what depths there is in it. Oh, we read in Isaiah 53, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Oh, how do you, how do I see it? By nature, the Lord Jesus coming forth to be slain is that Lamb of God, even that Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, he passed by. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Oh, we are found amongst those despising him, rejecting him. Oh, this cannot be the Christ. Oh, looking for some great king to come. Looking for some great thing to be done in our hearts, in our lives. And yes, it is some great thing. Oh, but what's the means? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, he who was holy and humble. He was of no reputation. Oh, Naaman, do you seek to be healed with the great rivers of Damascus? Oh, no, it's in Jordan you must wash. Or do we say, oh, is there not some great king that we can put our trust in? Or cannot I not put my trust in chariots and in horses? Oh, they're a vain thing for safety. Oh, it's the trust in the name of the Lord. So he brought to see there is no other way save Christ and him crucified. Oh, with what scorn the multitude must have seen this young lad walk up to the Lord Jesus with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. Oh, what are these amongst so many? Oh, even the unbelief found in the disciples' heart, the unbelief found in Philip's heart. Oh, it is impossible. With man it is impossible. With God all things shall be possible. The unbelief found in Andrew's heart. What are these amongst so many? Oh, what can Christ do for such a multitude as this? Oh, and do you have such a multitude of sin? You have such a multitude of sin which needs washing away. Oh, is your desert as dry as can be? There's no water found there. There's no life. Oh, and are you as dead as can be without the sweet influence of Christ? Is your profession becoming as dead as can be without that Holy Spirit moving within and keeping alive that work of grace it once first begun? Oh, it's the blood of Jesus Christ which cleanseth us from all sin. It's that which we need. Oh, the world, they will say, what are these amongst so many? Your unbelieving heart will say, what are these amongst so many? Oh, but it's Christ and him crucified. Oh, we must needs go to Calvary to view him there. He who was brought to that place to suffer for that elect people whom he knew, whom he loved, whom he had set his heart upon. Oh, but do we say, what are these amongst so many, even in viewing the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross? Oh, what can this man do? Well, naturally, if a man were to sin, committing murder, was to be executed, condemned to death, one man could stand in the place of another man. But how can Christ, How can Christ take away a multitude of sins? How can Christ take away my multitude of sins? How can Christ take away the multitude of his elect people's sins? Oh, with man it is impossible. With God all things shall be possible. Oh, the depth of the mystery there. Oh, but this man. But this man, because he continueth ever. Oh, it is because he was truly God and truly man. He who could suffer in our room, place and stead as a man. He who was holy and harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Oh, he could come. He did. He condescended. He came down even to take part of the same. That which we read in Hebrews 2. He took part of the same. That he might redeem them. All those who were brought to a place where we might say of them, much learning doth make thee mad. Oh, they're not brought to that place of childlike faith to be found to believe in him. Oh, it's a childlike faith that must be given. The taking away of all learning. Yes, that learning of the scriptures is good. But where it's our religion. Oh, it will profit us nothing in that great day. Oh, he has to be taken away from all our learning. Humbled, made as a little child. We're not trying to exercise ourselves in matters too high for us. But like in Psalm 131, being given that childlike trusting, now hoping in him. Even like those two on the road to Emmaus, we trusted that it had been him who should have redeemed Israel. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Oh, those all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. They're found in this verse. He ever liveth to make, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Those that come, those that are drawn by the Holy Spirit. Those that come will be those that are hungry and thirsty souls. No man ever needed bread that was not hungry. No man who had his fill of the world ever needed a precious Christ. Oh, but those that the Holy Spirit teaches, those that are his, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, them the Father will draw, or the Spirit shall bring them, and he is able to save them each. Unto the uttermost. Oh, the power found in the Lord Jesus, even in his suffering. Oh, the fullness of God which dwelleth in him. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Oh, and the power with which he was able to take away, wash away those many sins. Oh, if you consider what your sins cost him. Oh, the eternal wrath of God poured out upon his son's head. Oh, that wrath could have kindled a hell of never abating despair in millions of creatures that fell in Jesus and spent on Jesus and spent itself there. Oh, it fell upon his head. Oh, as he was truly God, he was able to bear away those sins in those 6 hours upon the cross. Oh, the great mystery and depth of these things. Oh, how many our eyes opened, our hearts opened to believe on them. Oh, it was that one man, by one man sin entered into the world. So also by one man that sin was taken away. Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift, came upon all men unto justification of life. All it is that which we read in Isaiah 53 again, by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. Or even as it is appointed then unto men once to die, and after death the judgment, so Christ was once offered. To bear the sins of many. Oh, what an unspeakable mercy it is. Oh, the depth of the sufferings of Christ. No man can begin to describe. Oh, truly unspeakable. Not found as a high priest like those here below, who needeth not daily as those high priests offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's. Oh no, for this he did once. Oh, in that one offering for sin, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Oh, he Christ, he is this bread of life, which you read of in John 6. Christ, spiritually seen, is this bread which he has multiplied to the people. Oh, only Christ can do it. A man cannot do it. A man cannot multiply the atonement to the people of God. Oh, but just as Christ, here, in giving thanks and breaking the loaves and the fishes, distributing to the people, also the atonement, Christ found upon the cross, able to bear away all sin. Oh, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, the sin of the Lord's people being taken away, they cannot perish. Oh, them feeding by faith upon this bread of life. Them feeding by faith upon him who is Christ, partaking of him. Oh, them, they have eternal life through him. Oh, it is not that they have any hope in themselves. For before they were hungry, before they were destitute, before they were found in the desert place. Oh, but now they're found feasting. Now they're found filled. They're filled with all the fullness of God. They're filled with that fullness which we read in Ephesians so many times. Oh, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Or do we know what it is to have Christ multiplied unto us? Are we unable to feed upon him? Are we given that God-given faith to come before him confessing our sin? Come before him confessing that we are empty, that we are found in the desert place. In me, that is in my flesh, there dwelleth no good thing. For the flesh profiteth nothing, it's the spirit that quickeneth. Oh, if we had to prove it, if we had to walk in that way. Oh, what a feasting then there is in Christ. Oh, how good that bread of life is to a hungry soul. Oh, do you no good if you're not hungry for it? Oh, but Christ, he filled the people. Oh, they partook of that bread which was given to them. We're here in this feasting. It was a true gospel feast. It was, as we read in another parable, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Oh, consider the fragments. Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Oh, yet there is room. Oh, Christ, he knew for whom he suffered. Oh, there's not universal redemption. Oh, those for whom he suffered. Oh, there was an end made. There's an end made. Oh, but yet there is room. Oh, there is that fullness in Christ to such a degree that none can ever perish who knock at mercy's door. None can ever perish who come unto him truly hungry and thirsty. For no, all the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I shall in no wise cast out. Oh, the hungry soul. He who came to that friend in the night begging bread. Oh, because of his, is that word, importunity. Oh, he would have that bread. He kept knocking. He riseth and giveth him. Oh, so it is with the Lord Jesus. It is seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Oh, it is with the gospel. Everyone that seeketh findeth. And everyone that asketh receiveth. Oh, Christ, that grace, a grace to give. All that bread then was multiplied to the multitude through the most unlikely means. But now I feel we must consider this word another way. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they amongst so many? There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they amongst so many? Oh, those whom the Lord has given this blessing of grace and eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, they are found as this lad with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Each of the Lord's people who have partaken of that gospel feast, who have known and tasted something of the preciousness of Christ, that Saviour, who have felt the precious blood applied to their conscience by the Holy Spirit, all those who have come unto Him, confessing their sin, believing that He is just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, or they are found as those with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. We read in Mark this same account of this feeding of the 5,000. The disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past, for they have nothing to eat." But he answered them and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." Oh, but they had nothing. What did the Lord Jesus say unto them? "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." How many loaves have ye? Go and see. Oh, we have to search our hearts then. Examine yourselves, as Paul said to the Corinthians. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Or have we been found to feast upon Jesus' broken body and spilt blood? Or have we known something of it? Those here who ate of the loaves and the fishes, they were filled. They tasted it one day, but they had all things. Or if they have but tasted of Christ, then they have the full 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Or the blessings of the gospel applied to the soul, they are all and in all. Or if Christ is formed in you, the hope of glory, you have all things. You have need of nothing. As Paul knew it, he knew both how to abound and to suffer need. Oh, but he had all things. If he had Christ, he had that godliness with contentment, which is great gain. Speaking of those providential things. And yet it was so spiritually. Oh, if we have Christ, we have the fullness of Christ. If we have a little of Him, we have Him all. His fullness dwelleth in us. What an unspeakable truth that is. We cannot really enter into the depth of it. Oh, we do not just have part of Christ. Oh, Christ's whole suffering was for us. Oh, everything He walked through here below was for us. Oh, He was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin, for us. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Oh, there has to be an acknowledging of it. The Lord has worked. The Lord has fed our souls. We have fed from His word. What will be the fruit of it? What will be the evidences of it? We see what Peter said at the end of this chapter. If we have tasted that the Lord is precious, we have tasted those precious words of life, the words that the Lord Jesus has spoken, that which we have fed upon. We have fed upon the word read, and we fed upon the word preached. Oh, it be this, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. All those who have known something of the words of eternal life, though they will seek bread, they will seek eternal life and none other. There is none other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Or is that name of Jesus, that name of Jesus every knee shall bow? Or is that name of Jesus we desire our spiritual food to come from? Oh, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. Or is that manna to a hungry soul? Or is that which he desires to feed on? Is that which they have tasted of? They have tasted but a little, and yet they have that fullness. Those that have tasted a little of it here below, they will know the fullness of it above. They will know the fullness of the word of God revealed unto them. Having here had a little revealed by the Holy Spirit, above they will have the whole canon of scripture revealed to them. The whole word of God, the bread of life, broken unto them that they might feast upon it. That marriage supper of the Lamb. Then there shall be that full feasting. Here below we but see through a glass darkly. But then we shall see face to face. Those then who have known something of this word of life. Peter again in his epistle. The beginning of his epistle. In chapter 2 rather. Oh, they will be as those newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word that they might grow thereby. Oh, it is newborn babes which Christ fed here in the wilderness. Oh, those who had nothing, knew nothing of what the Lord would do, and yet tasted of it. It was to them that the Lord Jesus multiplied the bread. It is to such newborn babes that he multiplies his broken body and his spilt blood. Oh, the blessing of the gospel in it. But if so be ye have tasted, the Lord is gracious unto you. Oh, that which is of grace and not of works. Oh, what is that word? If ye then did receive it, is no more of works but of grace. What hast thou didst not receive? What blessing in the scriptures? What blessing from the word of God have you ever had? That was of your own merit and working. Oh, if you are taught by the Spirit, it will be none. Oh, it's all of grace. Oh, this grace then which the Lord has given his people. They will find it to be precious. That word which they feed under will be precious. They will seek that the ministry might be a living word unto them. They will be the souls who are found praying. The Lord's servants be given a word to speak. Their souls might be fed, not sent empty away. Their souls will be those that are found praying. The congregation might also be given that which to feed upon. It might rather be spoken, they need not depart, give ye them to eat. Oh, the Lord Jesus is precious to such souls. Lad here, he had a fullness. He was possessing of all that the Lord Jesus needed to feed that great multitude. And yet in a man's eyes it was seen as a small thing. What are these amongst so many? Oh, it's not the length of the exercise. It's not the length of the work of grace. It's not the depth of it. It's the reality. Oh, if those bread, it was not bread, it would have done the multitude no good. If it had been but stones. Oh, but the reality. Christ. Christ formed in you the hope of glory. Oh, is there a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes? And feeling, but what are these amongst so many? Oh, if it's Christ, you can't be wrong. If it's Christ, you can't go wrong. If Jesus be but there, the way cannot be wrong. Oh, it's to be taught. It's to be shown as a little child. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they amongst so many? Well, how did this lad come to the Lord Jesus? We read in that passage in Mark, And when they knew, they saved 5 and 2 fishes. Oh, they knew that which they then had. And amongst man's estimation, it was but small. Oh, but it was that real bread which they had found. There was that reality in it. Oh, when you know, precious Saviour, when you have known and tasted and felt the things of God, oh, you will be constrained as come humbly to the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledging, oh, why was it that that lad had to come? It was for God's honour and glory. It was that those loaves might be multiplied. It was that the blessing might be multiplied. That which he had was to be for the good of the people. It was to be for the edification, as it were, of the church, for the building up of them in their most holy faith. It was to be for an increase in faith. It was to be that this people might know that there is that one in Israel, that prophet that should come into the world. It was to be a testifying of Christ. Oh, the lad had nothing to say of himself. The lad had nothing but that which Christ knew he had. For God, for Christ, he himself knew what he would do. And the Lord has known what you have within your heart. The Lord has known what a blessing he has given you. For he is the one that has originated it. And he knows what he will do. He will lead his people in the right way. He led them forth by the right way. Oh, he will have them come and testify of that which the Lord has done for them. It is those that possess that bread of life. Those that know something of Christ. Oh yes, they will feel it. What are these amongst so many? Oh, you have a large congregation here. Large church in comparison to many. Oh, and you'll feel to have to come, having nothing, oh, but having Christ and thus possessing all things. Though I be nothing, oh, yet if you have Christ, you possess all things. The Philippians, though they perhaps had nothing providentially, yet their God would supply their every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, it's the only way you can come. It's the only way you can come rightly before the Lord, testifying of that which he has done and that which he will do. It's having nothing but a confidence in him. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Oh, when the Lord's people come, to testify like that woman who touched him in the press. Oh, falling down, yes, trembling, telling him all. Oh, when they come, oh, it is not that the church, it is not that the disciples look for some great thing. Oh, they look for the reality of it. They look that there might be that feeding, that fellowship together. Oh, so it was here with the bread. They were sent to look, go and see. How many loaves have ye? Go and see. Oh, where is the bread? Where is Christ? Where is Christ in the testimony? Oh, what did that man, woman or child have to say? Oh, have they got that bread? Have they got that bread suitable? Oh, if they have Christ, oh, the Lord Jesus, he will receive them. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? So it is with the preaching of the word. Of ourselves we have nothing. The Lord's servants are sent to prove that they have treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of man. Or do you pray, week by week, the Lord's servants might bring that bread before you, which might be multiplied to the people? Oh, you have to feel day by day, what are they among so many? But the Lord knew, he himself knew what he would do. May the Lord then bless his own word. May he multiply it to you. May he help us throughout the rest of the day. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school will be in the vestry with an address by Mr. Woodhams. And on Tuesday evening, Mr. Roland Wheatley is expected to preach, and next Lord's Day, Mr. Jonathan Buss, who also hopes to administer the Lord's Supper. And there are the Oakenshaw and special services are tomorrow at 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 584. 584. Jesus lived and loved and died, rose and lives to intercede, and with Zion on his breast, he has said he'll ever rest. Hymn 584.
Thank you.
the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, leading and teaching of thy Holy Spirit, rest upon and remain with us each, now for evermore. Amen.